人人都会收听你的。
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Sophie Niwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Sophie Niwa, and I hope everyone is having a lovely evening. Tonight, my featured guests are singer-songwriter Ken Hardio and his wife, executive producer Glenda Hardio. But before we get started, for all you artists out there who would like to get your music played on the IL Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite IL Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infiniteilcnt.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infiniteilcnt.com.
All right, everyone. Again, if you're just tuning in, my featured guest is Ken and Glenda Hardio. And how are you folks doing this evening?
We're doing well. Thank you for having us on the show.
Yes, you are very well.
You are so welcome. If you don't mind, Glenn and Glenda, go ahead and introduce who you are and what part, little parts you play in your show. I mean, sorry, not your show, but your project that we'll be talking about here in a minute. So, Ken, go ahead, introduce yourself.
Yes, so my name is Ken Hardio. And I'm a, I'm married to Glenda. We've been married for 33 years, going on 34 years. And we have two daughters. We have one who's married, and we have a grandson, a 13-month-old grandson. I work for one of the major banks in Charlotte as a software engineer. Our other job is to write and arrange and produce music. So that's what I've been doing now for a while. I'm the singer on the last project we did. That's just a single called In This Moment. Singer, the songwriter, producer, along with another co-producer that I have who's helped me. His name is Quentin Lefay. And Glenda is the she's co-writer in the song as well. And then she did a lot of the executive producing part. You know, that's been her role. But now she's coming in more, helping more, and becoming part of the writing process as well. So I'll let Glenda introduce herself and go from there.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Glenda Hardio. I'm a real estate broker, and I'm also an accounting specialist. And like Ken said, we've been married. We would have been married 34 years, actually, next month. So this song, In This Moment, is our latest production, and it's just amazing to me from the beginning to the end. And it's quite a process, but Ken and I pretty much wrote this together, and it was a little bit of a grind, but God has graciously blessed us with the completion of this project, and we're just so grateful to be on here tonight and discussing it. What a great opportunity.
Well, again, like I said, I thank you for being on. But before we start talking about that particular project, I want to know a little bit more about the individuals, Ken and Glenda. So how did you guys fall into music?
Right. I was born and raised in Guyana, South America. And at an early age, by the time I was 16, I got my first guitar and was playing guitar. I was a guitar player for a church that I attended, Christian church. And so I started writing back then. I started writing, one verse, two verses. I eventually took guitar lessons from a jazz guitar player, one of the best ones in Guyana. And somehow or the other, that opened up, my ability to arrange and to write. After I migrated to the U.S., I continued down that road, and then I switched over to keys and started playing keys. Then then that opened up, seems like my ability to write and arrange a lot more. And then down through the years, I was a church musician for one of the churches we attend in another city, about 4 hours, called Wilmington from here, from Charlotte. It's about 4 hours from Charlotte. And so I wrote the first first album was called I Honor You. So I wrote and arranged all of that. And of course, I've had Quentin, our other guy, with us to help with the production and the arrangement and things like that. and so that's where it started, way back in Guyana. But, through the years, I felt like, my strong area was the writing, was the producing, was the arranging. In all these different styles, in that album, I've got Latin, I've got pop, I've got jazz, I've got some classical, all of that. You can hear all the different styles, coming to life in just that one project. And so, fast forward to where we are now, I think I released two other singles after that, one called I Can Love You Through Anything, and then the other one is Send the Rain. And now this one, I Can In This Moment. And so, that's in a nutshell, that's where all of the music actually, started from Guyana to where we are right now.
Okay. Glenda?
Yes.
Where did your start begin?
With music, I've always sang on the choir when I was in college. I was on the gospel choir. When in church all my life, I've always sang on the choir. That's actually how Ken and I met. He visited my church, and he was singing with tracks. But I've always had a love for music, and not just gospel. I've always loved classical and other genres of music. And mine started when I was younger, just singing, always singing on the choir, singing background. I never sung lead so much, but that's where my love of music started, and that's how we met. We met in church, but and when we got married, Ken began, he was always playing different musical instruments, as far as like the acoustic guitar is his first love. But when we got married, he started playing even more keyboard. And I remember us praying together and, you know, for God to even anoint his hands. But as far as the love of music, for me, it all started in church. And it's always been just dear to my heart. And when we connected together, I bounced ideas off of him and he bounced off of me, and that's how it all started as far as writing. 11 o'clock at night one time, you know, when we were married, you know, even with this song, we just, I don't know, it's all about atmosphere, excuse me, atmosphere, to be able to write a song and to be able to just flow. It's all in the atmosphere. It's all in the atmosphere. So I started writing when we were together. I wasn't writing before that, but I just always loved music.
So in your case, your writing begun after you guys got together. How long was it afterward that you guys could, now, let me ask you this. Completed you guys' first song?
Together?
Together.
Hmm. Can you repeat that question one more time for Ken? I'm sorry.
Okay. So, like I said, since you met in church and you guys, your music combination really begun after you guys were married, when was it that you guys actually completed writing your very first song together?
There are other songs, but when would be a few years ago?
Well, it's, I mean, even from the first album we released in 2008. So the writing probably started, you know, and in part, you know, earlier on, right, must have been, I would think, probably a year or a couple of years after we got married, because the more I started putting stuff together, the more I would call her and bounce ideas off of her and say, what do you think of this? How does this sound? And then, you know, she would, you know, just insert a line or two or a word or two. So it happened over time, but, you know, it's been, you know, I would say more than 20 years now since we've been kind of doing this together. You know, some in part, you know, others we kind of, you know, but of recent, the last 4 or 5 years, you know, whatever I'm writing, she is there by my side, and we're doing it together. I hope that answers the question.
It did. But my next thing I wanted to know, because you were talking about your songwriting, was what is your process when you are writing your songs?
For the most part, everything for me starts with the melody. So as I'm sitting right here now, I'm, you know, I'm sitting in front of my keyboard. And so I would start off with, you know, I would be playing a progression, playing a few chords in that progression, and all I need is a melody. So, for example, in this moment when I was singing that song, you know, it's in the key of C major, and I started off with C major. It's in the key of C major, but it's a combination of major and minor sevenths, and then some, you know, a suspended chord here and there. But, you know, I started off with the melody of the song, or the verse, you know, in this moment, there for that part. And so most of what's developed is having a melody first, and then you get into the mood of the song or the mode. What do I want the listeners to hear? What is my message? And so then I build around that melody. I build the lyrics, and then that's where Glenda, she's been instrumental in, start helping with the lyrics. Some things I would bounce off of her, and she would bounce off of me, and that's how we, the song would, the songwriting process, would start. And of course, a song may take, it could take a week, it could take a one day. Others, we still have parts of songs or pieces of songs that are not, we have songs that are not completed. Some things come in one day, some come in a day, it'll come, you can finish it in an hour, others, it will take longer.
Okay. Now, do you guys produce your own music?
Yes, I'm the producer, and of course, I've got Quentin Bethay. He is a Berklee graduate, Berklee College of Music, and I think he has a master's in music from Longley College is also. But he is our main guy. He's the one that is, I just give him, it's sort of like a reference track, and here's the bass line, here's the guitar part, here's the keyboard part, drums, things like that. And then he takes it from there. We have a group of musicians that we work with that that would help us put it all together. And then he would finalize the whole track for us. So, I'm limited in terms of, say per producer type, I don't have my hands in all of it. I have to have somebody like Quentin to help us facilitate, beyond what I can't do.
Okay. With you being an artist who plays the keyboard and the guitar, are there any other instruments that you play other than those two?
Those are the main ones that I play. I can dabble in some bass and things like that, but I'm best at those two.
He does play lead. He plays the bass. He does play other instruments, but and he's good at them too. I think his first love would probably be the acoustic guitar. He taught our two daughters, and in the process of teaching me the acoustic guitar, but he loves the keyboard, the Yamaha keyboard.
Well, see, that was getting ready to lead me into my question to you. I was getting ready to ask, do you play any instruments? But you just said you play a little acoustic guitar.
Well, Ken has been teaching me that, but I have to keep applying myself. But I love, it just sounds like something that I could really get into, because our two daughters also know how to play acoustic guitar. And they play very well, but he loves music. I think he could just spend his whole life just diving into music. I mean, he's just so good at what he does, and his mind, just the way he thinks and operates, he's like an engineer also, but his mind is amazing when it comes to arranging the music. It's totally amazing to me. I'm blown away. I really am with some of the things that he does, and you know, it's amazing, totally amazing.
Now with you guys playing the instruments and you're working together and all that, when it comes to your sounds, Ken, what would you say is your style of music?
You said when it comes to the sound, what is my style of music?
Let me rephrase that. What is your genre of music? Let me put it that way.
I want to say it's a combination of everything, pretty much. You know, some Latin, some pop, some jazz, some classical. Because I was trained in jazz guitar and I took lessons in jazz guitar, somehow or the other, that opened it up, you know, for all these other genres to flow in. So I don't stay true to any one genre. I think I sort of like envision what my audience, you know, would be, what they would want to hear. And so I build around that. So I want to say most of what I do would be sort of like a fusion of all of those, if that answers the question.
That did. Were you going to say something, Glenda?
I think that basically sums up what he's, you know, your question. He is just, he's out of the box. I would definitely say that. You know, and I watch him on the music side when he's developing a song and he's like, okay, no, it's got to have this bridge here, or it's got to, that doesn't sound right. You know, so he's always working on his craft, or he's always perfecting it. And it's just amazing the mind that he has. I guess I just look at, I mean, we have songs that are in the vault. I mean, we have several songs, I mean, you know, they haven't even been heard yet. But, and we're still writing songs. You know, we have some, like we have maybe two or three songs that we have not completed yet. But it's like, it's like I said, it has to be the right atmosphere. But yes, he pretty much summed up all of his genres of music. He's outside of the box. He's not in any particular kind of, you know, like when you look at him and you listen to the music, it's something different every time that he's coming up with. So it's amazing. I'm thoroughly impressed with my husband.
With the song In This Moment, where did the concept come from?
Great question. So I think just being married to Glenda for this long a period of time, the one thing I wanted to do was always reassure her of my love for her, of my commitment to her, of my faithfulness and loyalty to her. And I think there was anything over those years that we've been married that I wavered on. I've seen so many people that I know got married, started well, but, you know, today they're not together. And, of course, we have two daughters. If anything at all, I want our marriage to be the best example of marriage that, you know, they would ever see. So then, the whole concept of the marriage, you know, you get married and then things don't work out, so you just, you know, go your separate ways. So this song in itself, as I started to, I started writing it. at first, I said, well, it could be a worship song because I'm a Christian, so I write. We write, you know, Christian songs as well, but. In my heart, I say, you know what, this could be a love song, like, and it could be a song for, you know, all of us, you know, whether you're Christian or non-Christian, wherever you are, you married or you're in a relationship, you're dating or you're engaged to be married, it should pull you into or encourage you, you know, to love that person that you're dating or you're engaged to or you're married to, and that's the whole concept of, you know, that concept started when, you know, I just played the first couple of chords. And I was hearing that all sort of all along, that this is the way I should go with this, and then release it, as a single R&B song, so with the intent that, look, there was somebody out there that might be, you know, they'll hear the song, and they'll be encouraged to strengthen their relationship with their, you know, their husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, you know, that type stuff.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to play the song because I want everyone to get a chance to hear it and see where you're coming from with the song. So this is In This Moment by Ken and Glenda Hardio. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Niwa every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. All right, everyone. That song you just heard playing was In This Moment by Ken and Glenda Hardio. Now, I have to ask, when you were writing this song, did you know that it had this sound of like the old school appeal? And if so, was that the feeling you were going with when you wrote it?
Yeah, I do. I'm East Indian, right? My great grandparents are from India, but for some reason I just love, like, when I was growing up listening to music, I loved all of the, you know, a lot of the soul music, you know, gospel, soul, you know, I heard a lot of them, like Lionel Richie and, you know, all of those guys I listened to, you know, when I was a teenager. And so I had this feel when I started writing this that, okay, like it doesn't have to have, you know, this more modern type, you know, feel to it. I can live within this old school type, you know, sound, and I think and it could still appeal to people of today, you know. And so, to your point, I intentionally, you know, as we got more into the end part of it, you know, we kind of broke off a little bit, you know, into some different chord structures and progressions, but for the most part, yes, I have this feeling like this is how, you know, I wanted to appeal to the audience.
Okay. Glenda, because you helped write the song, mm-hmm. as well, what was your take on when you were writing it? Where you wanting to go?
Well, to be honest, it started out as a Christian song. I would say it was a song that was written to God. And we actually had different words to it. And then I said, hey, you know what? Try this. And, I mean, we worked on that craft for just a minute. I mean, it was... because we were going in a different direction in the beginning, and then it just shifted to like a wedding love song. So that's probably the number one song that would be for a wedding that, you know, of course we would recommend. But yes, it started out, we were singing to God, and then it just shifted, and we were like, gosh, this is just, it's really hitting really hard on just a love song, a wedding song. And that is the flow and the vein that we went in at that time. And we actually, you know, like I said, we changed the words several times. But it just had the flow of those words. I was like, this is it, Ken. This is it. This is it. So, you know, after we completed that last part, I said, this has got to be it. I don't think we should change anything else. This is it. And then, you know, he, of course, had the music, and then Quentin was involved. And I'm so pleased with this song. You know, I mean, it started out, you know, in the beginning when I look at all the other songs, but there's something special about this song because when you listen to it, it puts you in a certain mood and it puts you in like just a, I don't know, it's just, it just sets the atmosphere. And if you think about the song, think about in this moment. This is a moment in time where we need to enjoy that moment. I mean, all that's gone on in the world today and all that so many of us have faced, you have to, you just got to take time and enjoy the moment. And that's what the song is about. That is exactly what it's about. But there's just something different about this song as opposed to all the other songs. It's just something, it's just, it's a special song.
Well, that it is. So with this song here, you both collaborating on it, how long did it take you guys to write and complete and record?
So we started, I think we started last year. If I can recall, it had to have been probably early part of 2022, because the part that I didn't tell you about is our daughter was getting married. She got married in March of 2022, so we wanted to do something special for her and her husband to be. And so we started, I want to say around January 2022, and then by March of 2022, we had what was called a reference version. And so it wasn't a completed song, but it was a reference version good enough to play at a wedding. The other part that we didn't tell you about too is that we are ordained ministers. So I performed the wedding ceremony at our daughter's wedding, and then we rolled out this song as a surprise gift to them. And so they danced on it at the wedding. So now, you know, since January of 2022, and then we finalized and released it. So that would have been around April 25th. I think it was around April 25th.
Okay. Of this year?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, that for your daughter's wedding, I know that had been the highlight.
Yeah.
For both the bride and the groom.
Yes, because you don't get to do that. You don't get to do. How often would you in your lifetime do you get to do stuff like that? And to me, for both of us, that was so special.
It really was.
Well, we appreciate you guys, all you did. And I know your daughter and your son-in-law did, because that song, like you said, it touches you in a different kind of way.
Right.
With everything that you guys have accomplished, as we're getting close, there is one thing I wanted to say. I did read about you guys, is that you did start your own record label. Am I correct?
Yes. Yeah. This is BGH Music, yes.
And when did you start your record label?
This was way back in 2000, I think it was 2007 or 8. I believe it was 2008, because we were releasing the whole album back then, and so we created the BGH Music record label.
Okay.
And released the album under that label.
All right. Do you have other artists on your label at that time when you were first starting out, or up to this point?
No, we don't at the moment. No, we don't. We're trying to release all the stuff on our, you know, that I've talked to one or two other people, but some of them, it's as well as I do in this, to have a quality product out there, it requires, money. Some of the people that I've talked to that really want to put music out there, they didn't have it as such. So, right now it's just us releasing on our own label.
Okay. You were saying something, Glenda? Go ahead.
No, just basically... the first album that we released, called I Honor You, it was released on August the 8th, 2008. So it's like 8-8-8, and it was significant. So that was very special to us. And, Ken's always wanted to have his own label, as an independent artist. And the BGH stands for Bria Gabrielle Hardio, Brianna Gabriella Hardio, or Brianna Glenda, and then Hardio, Brianna, Bria. It's all got our initials in it. So he did tell me that whenever he made that label. It's got all of our names in it. It's really special, though, but like I said, this song In This Moment it's just a special one, because I remember whenever this song was developed and when we were writing it, it's almost like you felt like, where is this going? You didn't know. And, we're sitting there trying to write these words and get them right. And then it just felt so right. I said, Ken, this is it, but it's just amazing the process when you look from the beginning to the end, because I remember when he called me to, it was 11 o'clock at night, and he said, Glenda, can you help me with some of the words to this? And we just pounded and pounded for, a couple of hours that same night into the morning. And then we came back the next day. But it's just the amazing process of writing a song. If you ever talk to anyone that is a writer, it's a beautiful process, because when you're starting it out, you don't know where it's going. You just get in this flow and, in the right atmosphere, and it just flows, and it just comes, and it just creates itself, So it's just an amazing process, and I have loved that process of writing with Ken. It's just so beautiful just to see the finished product. And we're not even done with, we have some, we're going to do like a music video also for this song, and we haven't done that yet, but we will. But, it's a process, but it's a beautiful process, and I have enjoyed it, And it's something that, when you look at the process of each writer or any writer, it's sometimes it's really not easy from the beginning to the end to complete the whole entire project. No one really tells you what goes on behind the scenes, but once it's completed, you know, people look and they're like, wow, you know, that's a beautiful song. But there, you know, are things you go through to get to that end, you know, but it's worth it. It's all worth it. It really is.
Well, it seems like you guys have gone from the beginning of 2008 all the way up to now, and that it has grown and grown and grown and grown to where you're at in this moment right now with the song. So I do want to let you guys know that our time has gone by.
Oh.
And we're at the end. Man, time went by quick.
Yes.
So I want to thank you, Glenda, and Ken for being on with me tonight. Before I let you guys do what you guys got to do, is there anything you would like to say?
Well, first I want to thank you. I want to thank you for just having us on here, you know, giving us this opportunity. It really is. We're just so grateful for that, for this opportunity that you gave us to take out your time when there's so many artists out there, but you just took the time to single us out, and we are so grateful for that. Thank you so much. And I just want to say to the artists, you know, the independent artists, to be encouraged, you know, never give up. Just keep moving forward. Don't stop, you know. Just keep going. I mean, you know, your day will come, and just be encouraged. Never get discouraged and never give up. Never.
Yeah, and to be piggyback on that, I just want to say thank you so much for having us as well, and for allowing us, giving us, opening up your platform for us to come on and share. And also to the creator producer L. And what is is that L is for what?
Is this L?
Just L, okay. Not Linda, not... okay, gotcha. Well, thank you so much for having us again. And we take this really seriously, you know, and that, you know, you would, you know, set aside time to speak to us on a topic that we hold so dear to our hearts. It's our prayer, it's our desire that, you know, for all the people that, you know, have listened or will listen to this track, that, you know, wherever they are, of course, you know, it's on all of the major streaming download platforms like Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Amazon, those places. And if you can't get it there and you want to go listen to it for free, it's on YouTube. I think they put an audio of the whole song. So what you played tonight was that was the radio version. The full version, you know, it's available on those download sites, or they can find it on YouTube as well. But, you know, for all those of you that are married, thinking about getting married, if you're dating, you're engaged to be married, this is the song for you. It puts you, and for us men, it puts you in the right perspective, right frame of mind, and you know, holds you accountable to some degree. So that's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You all have a nice evening.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Before I end my show, I want you to listen to this.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
I want to say thank you to all my listeners. My next scheduled show is on July 13th, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My featured guest will be singer-songwriter and motivational speaker Ariana Elon. Now make sure to check out the IL Radio's Music Showcase, which will air on July 6th and will be hosted by Elle. Also, make sure to check out the June segment of Getting Real with Roz, her show broadcasted on June 19th, and her special guest was singer and motivational speaker Rashawn Nicole. Getting Real with Roz broadcasts live the third Monday of each month. Now, everyone, you all have a nice night.